He's come into the studio. It's more machine than man. Give you Shannon Knoll. Welcome
Hello,
to him.
Mate. How are you, buddy?
Chris there on guitar. Welcome to him as well. Good, mate. Good.
That's good.
We've just, while the go-betweens are playing, I was just teasing you about your back and you were going, you're showing me with diagrams with your fingers, which looks slightly unpleasant about you injured your back when? Or was it degenerative, really?
Probably, mate. You know, I don't think, you know, shearing and stuff like that did it any good growing up. I fell off a few horses too. Probably didn't help.
Yeah,
well.
These things don't help. Idiot brothers, they don't help.
That's right, exactly right.
I met your brothers, don't forget. Brothers.
I know, they are, that's right. They're bits of rat backs.
Yeah. And how's the hammer attack now? Out of 10, how would you rate it?
I'd rate it about a 4 at the moment. Well, I mean, it's getting better, though. But, I mean, back operations, mate, they're never ideal.
No, they're not.
Yeah. So,
what do you like with surgery? Do you get terrified?
No, I've had a fair bit of it over the years, just with knee reconstructions and third degree burns and whatnot. So, yeah.
Whatnot? Just the usual, really. Just that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you know, I don't mind the pethidine most times.
Oh, well, that's the best part.
Yeah, that's right.
What about the physio? Are you the sort of person who can go, right, I'm injured, I need to hit my physio hard and be conscientious about it?
Not really. I'm probably the opposite of guys. I've got to go on tour this week, and I've got 2 days home, so I want to stay home for a while instead of having to go and spend 2 days in the physio. But, you know, that'll probably come back to haunt me.
Of course it will. What are you, an idiot? And anyway, the physio, you don't go in a gang machine and they put you in a gang.
No,
there you go,
no.
You're better now.
Yeah.
Physio is the stuff, it's the constant practice you do at home.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm very, very active in that sort of thing. But
No, not being active. Do your physio, your boring little simple physio exercises.
Yeah.
Gonna nag you now.
I know.
Someone's
got
to.
No, I know. You're right, though. You're right.
You're looking down, you're looking away.
I think this one thing is tapping the left foot. And that's an actual an exercise the physio told me to do to try and get the nerve working again.
Good. And have you been doing that?
Yeah, because I've been spending.
You sure? Because it's numb. Are you sure you've been doing it?
That's right, too. I can feel pins and needles moving around down there.
We're making fun of poor Shannon's pain, but
that's all good.
It is all good because it's not happening to me. So that's okay. God bless him, though. He's getting in the saddle because the Million Suns Tour is unstoppable. It is, of course, the album that spawned a number of hits. And, geez, you've got a lot of gigs on.
Yeah.
I'm just looking from, it's best to go to shannonknoll.com.au, but it's the 13th at the Gateway Hotel in Geelong. You go to Doncaster after that and York on Lilydale. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then we're off to Sale, Bendigo, Warragul, Wangaratta, Ballarat, Shepparton, Warrnambool, all over the place. Touring everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's good. It's been going really well. So I'm enjoying it, you know.
Do you get into a groove with touring?
Do you get into a rhythm? Yeah, you definitely do, especially with your voice. Constant singing, as long as you don't sort of trash it, constant singing makes it stronger and it's like any other muscle, you know, just exercise. So
yeah, I guess it would be, of course. And and being mindful enough to work it carefully and not be somewhere later where you have to then yell.
Yeah, that's right, over loud music and whatnot, you know. So we've been trying to take it easy, but it's a bit of fun too, so.
Yeah, stage shows and quiet nights.
Yeah,
they
don't go well together.
Yeah,
do they?
Oh, that was good. That was a good gig. I might just quietly settle down now.
I might just go. I'm going to bed. Just lay there.
You know what? That is the hardest thing. And as someone whose voice is his tool, I understand this. And so you go for a drink somewhere, and inevitably the joint's
and you go,
I just don't know that one. Oh, and you know, two minutes of that, your voice is gone.
Yeah, I've felt it go before in that very situation. Yeah. I'm like, I've done it now. So, yeah, I tend not to try and put myself in that sort of situation too often.
I love what a great sentence, and I think it sums it all up about how Shannon's going with his physio, how everything. I tend not to try to put myself in that situation too often. So I just don't do that anymore. I tend to not go there that often. So
that's right.
The best.
Well,
I can't lie,
really.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
you can. This tour started off in June in Logan, in Queensland?
Yeah, yeah.
So quite a while on the road. And when will it all finish up?
Around, I think, November the 13th or 14th, but there's constantly more dates coming in, so I think we might add a Western Australian leg as well to the end of it, hopefully. So.
Fantastic.
Mm.
It must be really good and to be able to tour so much, to go to so many different venues and have people fronting up.
Yeah, it's tougher than ever out there at the moment, right, you know, so to be able to afford to do it, as in be able to pay for it by, you know, selling enough tickets is a start. Because I've done tours before where 13 shows down the track, we turn around and they've gone like, well, what did we make? we made nothing. Everybody else made something, but you didn't make a cent.
Yeah, yeah. So again, I think you need to look at the bar tab.
Yeah.
It's like the Blues Brothers.
Damn minibar bills.
Yeah, don't ever do the minibar. But yeah, it is interesting and not easy. So let people know what that is about. You are producing the shows yourself?
Yeah, yeah. It's all about, you know, trying to make it as tight as you can, really. It's you know, obviously a business. So, trying to get the best show we possibly can for this less amount of cost.
Yep.
And when you're flying interstate and putting up everyone at hotels and hire cars and all that sort of thing, and rehearsal studios and all that sort of thing.
The money counter starts spinning.
Yeah, so that's what I'm so proud of, actually, to be able to put on tour this extensive. So
yeah, I think it's a great thing, and that's why I'm dwelling on it. It really is a great achievement, and it's terrific. I mean, all these places kind of go off.
I think, too, going to the regional areas, too, makes a difference. There's so many big acts in the States and that out here now because the dollar's the way it is. They can actually make some money. So, and we're a luxury, to be quite honest, you know. If you haven't got any money to go out for dinner, you don't go out for dinner, you eat at home. So if you haven't got any money to spend, or if you have to pay a power bill or a concert ticket, I'm the one who goes first. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know, so to...
But that is true. But at the same time, when times are tough, people like to go to someone who's going to deliver for them and take them away from it.
Yeah, you know, exactly,
We saw that in the Depression, you know, that the movie theatres, everything, theatre started to jump in the Depression because people, if they can, want to be somewhere where they're going to have a great night.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got daily strain and stress.
Mm.
Every now and then, you just say, you know what, we need a break from this.
Well, that's right, and that's what I like to do at the show is take everyone on a bit of a journey, you know, and just let them relax and enjoy everything.
Yeah, that could be the name of the tour. Don't think about anything.
Just don't think.
Don't think. Just wander in. That's fine. I'm mad for merchandise. You're trying to squeeze every dollar out of the tour. Have you got the merchandise just cranked?
Yeah, I've got a fair bit of merchandise.
What have we got? We've got the CDs, obviously, the back catalog.
Yeah, CDs, hoodies.
Hoodies, nice.
Little guitar keyboards.
What are the hoodies? They got Noel written across the back of them?
Yeah, they've got Shannon N-O with two big cowboy boots for the L's.
Yeah, that's nice. That's good.
Yeah, so...
That's good.
And shirts and
As in button up shirts or t-shirts?
No, just t-shirts.
T-shirts, good.
Yeah. We got little guitar bottle openers.
Good.
Lanyards.
Do the bottle openers play a little bit of the music?
No, not quite. They look really cool.
Yeah. So. The lanyard, is that a big seller?
No, sometimes. I think it's more one for the parents might want to take some home for the kids and say, look,
I got you a lanyard.
VIP pass.
Oh, okay. A lanyard. Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know who sold you on the lanyard. I wouldn't have gone that way.
I don't know. Well, that's probably why I got so many left of them.
Yeah. I mean, I noticed you worked there. Yeah, get the lanyard.
Yeah. Well, we were road testing everything, and the lanyard probably won't get a second time around.
I'm always happy with the Frisbee. Shannon Noel Frisbee.
Yeah, we're thinking about trucker caps next.
Trucker caps, why not?
Summer. Yep.
Yeah, ideal for summer.
They're posters and that sort of stuff as well. So.
Are you there signing?
No, the merchandise people said they're better off not coming out to sign a heap of stuff.
Did you take that personally?
No.
When they said, look, mate, we'll sell more if you're not there.
No, they said because it slows the lineup and then takes too long for everyone to get through. Yeah.
Smart.
So they said just pre-sign a heap of stuff and put it out there.
Yeah, put it out there.
So they get something that's been signed, they take home, they're happy.
See, that's all right because when you told me that, I was thinking, oh, shame.
Yeah.
They've had to say to Shannon, look, mate. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to sell more if you're not there.
Yeah. No, I was going
to. You stuff it up.
Thanks very much for that. That's a great confidence.
So after this tour, you're going to collapse?
Yeah. Oh, no, I think.
Go fallow for a few months?
I've got a book coming out at the end of the year. So.
A book coming out? What's the book?
Yeah, it's a biography. It's Shannon Noel, the story so far, or something it's called, either one of them.
Beautiful, beautiful title. Yeah. You sell it well.
Yeah,
what,
thanks.
Okay, good. And so, you've done this in conjunction with someone?
Yeah, yeah. Alan Whittaker, who did Jimmy's.
Okay.
So he came and interviewed me for 3 or 4 weeks after my back surgery, actually, so. It was good to pass the time, sort of laying down.
Just telling stories.
Telling stories, yeah. But it sort of documents everything from the very start, living on the farm, growing up in the bush, and then obviously the playing in the pubs and the BNSs and all that sort of thing out there, and growing up on the farm in general, working on the farm, and then obviously the music, and then after the show, and it's a little bit of dirt in there as well.
Good. You know, not too much, just
not
enough.
Not too much, just a little bit. But yeah, I think, you know, it's It's the only book I've ever read, and I reckon it was pretty good.
That should be on the back cover. That's, yeah, I've just finished my first book. Oh, congratulations, mate. No, man, I read one. That's good. Yeah, but it's an interesting story because you are someone who makes your own luck and then grabs for it with both hands.
Yeah.
And I think that's really interesting, and it's worth other people finding out about too.
Cause... Yeah, well, I mean, that's a big part of it. My brother's had a lot of opportunities for sport growing up. They're very talented at numerous sports, you know, and I sort of was always the drinks carrier.
Mm.
And I only got one chance sort of thing, and I think not having all the other chances and not having the opportunity to let them go, I sort of recognised the one. And
yeah, yeah.
I'm going to dive on this one and hold on for dear life.
That's right.
Mm.
Which brings us neatly to a song. Chris is just in the background. The Million Suns tour is continuing. You can still buy the album. Don't worry about that. In fact, it'd be good if you did. If you've got a copy, get a second.
That's right.
Give it to your friends. And you can go on and demand that Shannon appear at the merchandise booths all through Victoria. Geelong, Doncaster, Lilydale. The best way to get all the dates is to go to shannonnoll.com.au. What do you want to sing?
Well, sing the lead single off this new album, a song I wrote with Benji Madden called Switch Me On.
I never thought that I'd find myself here. The darkest place that I've ever been. I never thought that I'd take this life for granted, but I did. I would have given it all when I was younger. I would have given up everything for a taste of the life and the lights and the crowds. But my mind wasn't right, they were lies. And you came along and you switched me on again. Show me what it's like to live. When you found I was empty and I was too far gone for anybody. Switch me on again. Tonight. There was a story my old man told me when I was young. He said the measure of a man ain't in his bank account. He said be careful of the things you say and what you do, and all the people that you got hanging around with you. I lost my way, prodigal son, a bit of who I am and where I'm from. Who I was blind, but now I see. And you came along and you switched me. Switch me on again. And you show me what it's like to live. When you found me, I was empty. I was too far gone for anybody. Switch me on again. Tonight. Never felt so alive. Just looking in your eyes, I finally realized what I'm doing with my life. And you switch me on again. And you show me what it's like to live. Yeah. When you found me, I was empty. I was too far gone for anybody. Switch me on again. And you switch me on again.